The board looked at the first version of the budget for fiscal year 2016. There was a slightly different format this year that the school board and borough assembly made to fit both their needs. The bottom of the form provided a key for which figures were estimates and what they were based on. President of the board, Michelle O'Brien, offered compliments to the new design.
I like this bottom part. You know, this really was very helpful and very illuminating. It made it easy to understand super fast.
There were 12 items listed below the red line, which as of now the board does not have revenue to fund. Those unfunded items include 3 counselor positions, music teacher positions that will be vacant at the end of the year, and activities. Board member Stephen Bradford emphasized that the budget presented is a draft.
At this time, these are based on assumptions and are the position of administration, not the board's final decisions. But I also think we need to highlight the fact that some of the programs may be in danger so that people that are interested in that particular program can come and express their opinions to us.
The school board is holding its first public meeting regarding fiscal year 2016's budget February 10th at 6 p.m. at the Ketchikan High School Library. At its last meeting, the board discussed funding a retreat using money set aside for Challenge Day. The program, called Working Together Building Up Ketchikan's Youth Coalition, isn't intended to replace Challenge Day permanently, but provide a break since a majority of students have attended Challenge Day. Ingrid Enzueto, a sophomore at Gay High who's attended the Student Body Association retreat in the past, says she's looking forward to this year's retreat. She shared with the board what she learned and what she's held on to.
On a note card, we wrote something nice about someone, and we gave it to that someone. And right now, I keep it in a little cubby, and I look at it sometimes when I just don't feel like I feel down, and it helps a lot.
The school board responded saying they were in support of the retreat, but worried about attendance. Sylvan Blankenship is another student who came to show his support. He was at the most recent SBA meeting where they discussed the upcoming retreat.
There's probably about 20, 25 kids at the meeting, and everyone wrote their name down saying that they'd be willing to come in on a Monday, even though the school day's off. But I definitely do think that there'd be plenty of participants in the SBA retreat.
The school board voted to support the retreat with $3,000, and members were appreciative of the students' input. The next regular school board meeting is February 11th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.